Good morning, Mother Earth. Thank you for all your abundant gifts. Good morning, Father Sun. Thank you for feeding all living things on Earth. Thank you, Plant Kingdom. Thank you, trees and plants, for converting the sun's light into edible foods that we can consume and digest, and for providing oxygen in the air that we breathe. Good morning, water. Thank you for being 75% of our body. We are one, and we bless you and protect you because we cannot live without you. Good morning, Animal Kingdom. Thank you for your companionship, your beauty and splendor, and for your sacrifice of life so that we may eat and live. Thank you, Great Spirit that moves in all things. Thank you for our lives and for the opportunity to be here and to be of service in this sacred earth garden of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to Shaman's Keep. This is Caroline Wise King, your host, and I'm so happy spring is here. I'm planting flowers, my roses are getting ready to bloom, and it just, the birds are all singing out in the trees in the backyard. I love it. And I hope you're enjoying spring wherever you are. Today I have wonderful guests. We're welcoming Renata and Stephen Ash once again to the show to continue the conversation we started back in March. And just to refresh your memory, they facilitate the Golden Light Project in England. It's a method of drawing the golden light in, down through your crown, down through your body, into the core of the earth and back up. And it's a wonderful... flower essences, rainbow essences, which are a way of activating and energizing your chakras. And last time they were on the show, we were just beginning to talk about chakras, and suddenly the time was up, and so we're going to resume that conversation now. So, Stephen and Renata, thank you so much for joining us again today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Okay, and how are things there in England? Has it started to warm up any yet?
No. I mean, it's a totally uncharacteristic weather for this. How this island, we have snow flurries every day, pretty much.
Oh my goodness!
You know, and it is cold and it's very bitter wind. So, spring. I mean, the daffodils are all out, but they seem to be waiting for a bit of sunshine, and I think every single person in the UK is also waiting for a bit of sunshine.
Oh my goodness. Well, the weather changes just keep happening, so let's call for the weather spirits to bring you some sunshine and some spring weather soon. Okay.
That's what we need.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'm sure you're very tired of winter by now.
Yes, so it's been a long winter, especially
yes.
Since we didn't have a summer last year either.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's a time of great change in many areas, and we're going to talk about some of that today with the feminine energy rising and everything. But first, I wanted to kind of resume where we left off at the last show. You were mentioning the 13 chakras, and I know that most people have only heard of 7 chakras, and so I wanted you to elaborate on that a little bit and tell us what those other 5 chakras, where they are and what they do.
Yeah. So, you know, I only knew 7 chakras when I came. We had this experience where suddenly this kind of evolving energy anatomy was revealed to us, and it was quite an experience that spoke about the potential that humanity has to rise up to a higher level, because this is what this chakra system is all about. So we have the chakras that are new or that are awakening again, I think. Most of them are outside of the body, whereas the 7 that we know are actually placed on the body, the physical body. there are four that are outside, and one is a really strong connection to the earth. We call this the earth star, and many people now call the chakra the earth star, and it's below the feet. Mm-hmm. And it just really holds us. It is like a container that receives our soul when we come into this life. So it holds a memory of us. That container will stay within the earth's memory for as long as the earth exists and this universe exists. So we leave our tracks behind. We leave traces of ourselves behind, footprints, if you like. And this memory is held in this chakra called the Earth Star. And within that chakra, I believe that we know what the task is that we come in with. You know, it's almost like it is obscured, but it's there. Then the information is there. And it invites us to really tune into the earth and tune into the chakra and take our place here, you know, be here, be in the here and now, and do what we have come here to do. So that would be the chakra below the feet. And it's really hugely important because I think people, you know, they are not having this strong connection with Mother Earth, and maybe this is why so many atrocities are happening against Mother Earth, because we have lost that connection. We are not feeling the heartbeat of the Earth Mother as we should, and we are not receiving her blessings, because you know she would be helping us in our healing at any moment if we ask her, but we don't ask. We have forgotten. Mm-hmm. So this is the chakra that we kind of need to focus on really strongly.
Yes, this is something that I think some people have become aware of, that of the fact that because we're walking on artificially, you know, produced man-made fibers and all, our shoes often have rubber in the soles and all, and they block the energy of Mother Earth coming up into our body. And also we are on concrete a lot and in buildings, and we're separated from the Earth's energy. And there has been some talk of, in fact, a man wrote a book called Earthing about connecting back with the Earth energy by standing barefoot on bare soil, if you can find some bare soil to stand on, because in the cities, unless you go to a park, you can take your shoes off and walk barefoot in a park. But a lot of people are just in a concrete jungle, and so they have literally been cut off from the vibrations of Mother Earth coming up into them and connecting with them. Yeah. And can they connect with that Earth Star chakra through meditation?
Yes. And just a matter of focusing on this place, you know, this like a sphere below the feet, you know, and let that take you into the earth, and sort of make it like an active prayer, saying, "Please, Mother Earth, you know, let me feel you, let me know your energy, let me connect to your heart, so I can, you know, my heart gets strengthened." Because, you know, we are her children. I mean, she will look after us. And she will always do that. And we just need to kind of have that focus. So it doesn't matter where we are on the planet. Through that chakra, I believe we can always make contact with Mother Earth.
Well, that's wonderful. Because, you know, in ancient times, Native Americans and a lot of indigenous people felt that Mother Earth would heal us, that if we had a wound on our body, that we had to lay down and press, you know, that place that wound against Mother Earth and ask her to heal it, and the healing would happen. And so there is tremendous healing energy available to us just by connecting with Mother Earth. And so I think that's wonderful to be able to do that in meditation with that chakra. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, begin there, because we are here on the earth. You know, we are not somewhere on Mars. We need to connect with the earth.
Yes.
And really get strong in that connection. So that chakra is fantastic, and it's a powerful chakra. You know, it's really deep.
Yes.
And
yes.
So the flip side of that is then, of course, what happens above the head. And we found three new energy centers. I say new, but they are not new. I sincerely believe that we've, you know, that they have been there dormant for I don't know how long, you know, for generations and generations. But now they are kind of awakening. They are opening up, and we are able now to use them and use the higher abilities that come with the activation of these chakras. So we have the opposite to the Earth star, basically, above the head, about sort of an arm length above the head, what we call the stellar gateway. And that can be imagined, visualized, like a sphere of golden light, or like a chalice, like a golden chalice. And it is into this chalice that the divine energy, on the energy of our highest self, flows. You know, we invite that connection with our divine nature into this chakra. And it will hold that memory for us, and it will allow that golden light. That's the entry point for the golden light, which is like a bridge between our earthly self and our highest self.
Mm.
And this stellar gateway allows this golden light, it invites it in and it filters it through into our energy body. So it's really good to focus on that, to see that golden orb, you know, and see it spinning and see it holding this beautiful energy of our divinity, the divine part of us, you know, the part that knows everything, that is just divine love and wisdom and compassion. And that is accessible now for us. And once we access this part of ourselves and we bring that energy into our daily life, and this is what is crucial, just knowing about it isn't enough. We need to actively work on bringing this energy, bringing the golden light into our daily lives and see, you know, how do we then behave? You know, what does this energy, this divine energy, our the energy of our source, what does this energy want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee that our behavior is different when we are connected to that source.
Like, oh, absolutely.
When we are connected to the earth.
Yes, because the golden light actually is a very loving energy. And we definitely need to channel more of that loving, healing energy onto the planet.
It's like,
I think,
our highest self, that's the sum total of who we are. You know, that it is much bigger than this body. It's much bigger than what we can imagine. But the qualities are the qualities of the divine, which is, you know, unconditional love.
Yes.
With knowing. It's a knowing. You know, the knowledge can be studied, but this is something that comes to us, that is already ours as a divine gift. You know, we can access that. And this chakra, this stellar gateway chakra, allows us to find our access to those qualities.
So that's hugely wonderful.
Hugely important now. And it kind of is nicely opposite the Earth star, you know. So those two are actually forming a circuit, you know. They are running the energy between them.
Mm-hmm. And well, you know, the compassionate energy of the golden light brings with it the healing energy of forgiveness. And that is what we need on the planet. That's what will stop wars, and that's what will bring peace. We have to be able to forgive and love unconditionally, you know. So that's wonderful to bring in that golden light.
And, you know, it would take some work to really activate that chakra, to really know how, you know, to access it every day. I mean, practice really does make perfect. You know, you have to do it every day. You have to give that time to say, okay, I take this time, and if it's 5 minutes, that's fine. I take this time to connect to my divine nature. Mm-hmm. And then things can happen. You know, changes will become apparent, because that's what happens when we consciously invite that energy. But we have to invite it. You know, it's like, it's almost like there's this wonderful abundance of all this beauty, this love, this wisdom all around us, but we have to invite it into our lives. It's not just going, you know, it's not just going to be given. We have to ask for it.
Yeah. The wonderful thing, though, Renata, is it's available to us. It's there. It's our birthright. All we have to do is ask it to come in.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And, you know, and that's the thing that we so often forget. We forget to ask.
Yes.
And
okay.
So the next one, then, the chakra below that, would correlate with our base chakra, our root chakra, and where we see the root chakra as holding the family relationships, our contracts with our society and with our family. This chakra, which is below the stellar gateway, and it's like a silver orb. This connects us with our soul family. And that's something that is a wonderful, wonderful resource for every human being. Because, you see, soul family has no agenda. You know, blood family, often, there are issues, there are agendas, there are what we call, Stephen and I call contracts. You know, we have agreements with the soul family. The only agreement that there is, and that agreement would have been made at the time before our soul enters in the physical world. So the agreement is that we help each other to fulfill our purpose. You know, that's all it is. And I find that a lot of people are drawn into my life now who I recognize the soul family. I don't think I'm the only one. I think this is what is happening, because really we need to wake up and we need to remember why we are here. You know, and it's not just all about money and job and love affairs. It is something much deeper, because this is a crucial time and we need to get it right. Everyone, each one of us needs to fulfill the task that we came here to do. You know, and if we don't know what it is, I mean, well, we have to talk to our soul, because this soul, soul star chakra is also the seat of our soul. So we need to communicate. We need to say, what is it? You know, what do I need to do?
Which is the soul star? How far above the head is that one?
Okay, that's about, if you were to put your hands together, like in a prayer position, then and hold them on top of your head, then where the fingers are, that's about the position of the soul star. Yeah?
So it's about 6 inches, 8 inches,
yeah,
seven?
Something like that.
Somewhere in there. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
If you're sensitive, and you are, of course, then you can feel it. You know, you just pass your hand between your crown chakra and pass it up, and you will feel.
Right.
You actually feel it there.
Yes. Okay, now the stellar gateway, though, is above that one, right?
Yes.
That's about a foot above the head?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where the golden light comes in. Then the soul starts where silver light comes in.
Well, yes. I mean, the golden light activates the soul star. You see, the golden light is like the activator. Mm-hmm. It, as it comes in, it will activate each one of our chakras into its highest vibration. So the golden light comes in, it's funneled in through the stellar gateway, and then it pours through into the soul star. And, you know, you can imagine that from the soul star, then there are these very fine threads of light, gold and silver light, that come rippling out. And it's like a message. We are calling our soul family to us.
Mm.
You know, we want to gather our soul family because we are now in the age of Aquarius, and that's the age of community. We have to do this, whatever it is that we need to do in order to kind of save the earth. But I can't think of any better expression. But in order to change this situation that we are in our world, to change it around, we need to do it together. It's not going to be done by single people. It's going to be done by groups of people. So community is hugely important.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are all brothers and sisters, no matter what nationality we are or what color our skin is. We're all the family of man. And you're absolutely right. We need to begin to recognize that we are all family. And also what you're talking about, I discovered years ago, I finally began to meet some of what I call my spiritual family. And it was such a relief because up until then, I had truthfully felt like I was the only one of my kind on the planet. I felt so separate and somehow not part of things, not part of my biological family. And although I loved them dearly and they gave me my life and my body, I did not have very much in common with them in my thoughts, my interests, my spiritual interests, any of that. So it was such a relief to meet my spiritual family. And this is something that's happening now as people are waking up. They're beginning to meet their spiritual families, and it's wonderful. I mean, there's such joy in getting together with like-minded people and you know, feeling part of this wonderful, loving community.
Yeah, and this is what the soul star does. It brings us together with our soul family, or you call it spiritual family. This is what it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that's happening. Because we recognize each other. You know, you recognize your soul family. And sometimes, you know, it's not always all sweet, but that's okay, because if we have lost our path, you know, sure enough, our soul family will step in and make us, you know, go back onto the route that we need to take. And that's, I think, the service that we promised to each other. This is what we promised as souls to one another, that we would support that. We would support each other in fulfilling our purpose. And this is what the soul wants. You know, your soul and my soul, we all have something to do, and we want to fulfill that. We want, when we go back, when we lose this physical body, we want to know that we have grown and we have learned and we have fulfilled.
Yes, and we were of service somehow on this earth.
Yeah.
We came and did what we were meant to do. And this is, of course, something that people struggle with continuously. I can't tell you how many people ask me, well, what is my sole purpose? What am I here to do? I know I'm here to do something, but I don't remember what it is. Or I think this is everyone's greatest quest, is to find their purpose. And so if connecting with the soul star and with their community can help that unfold for them, that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, and to remember that our most profound nature is love. This is where we are the most divine, in our love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a love that asks and demands and makes conditions. It's a love that is there, that is so pure, you know, that it can take anything. It will suffer, It will go through difficulties, but it will still be there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who we are. And if we can remember that, then I'm sure we will not err off the path of our soul. You know, we will fulfill our purpose. Because
yes.
It's all to do with that love.
Yes, so many people suffer from what we call separation anxiety, and they don't know why they're so anxious, but it's because somehow they've become separated from the Earth's energies, and they're separated somehow from their soul family, and so they really feel alone and disenfranchised somehow, but this is a way for them to be able to connect and open up and get to know their soul family and begin to feel embraced in that unconditional love, which
yes.
we all need and the Earth needs so badly.
Yes, and
yes.
the wonderful thing is we are the ones who can give it. We need it,
mm-hmm.
but we are also the ones who can give it.
Yes.
You know, and it's in a sense, it's so simple, but it's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead.
Yes. So the next chakra then is we call it the past life chakra. And what we mean by past life is that, you know, I don't know, some people believe in reincarnation, other people don't. It doesn't really matter because this chakra, which is like it's a very interesting chakra. I mean, it starts at the back of the head. And then it flows almost like a sort of a mane of white hair down the back, right down to the tailbone.
Mm.
And within that, like a fabric, rippling fabric of this chakra, there's everything that we have ever experienced in this life, in past lives. You know, everything that makes us who we are is stored in the chakra. It's available for us. It's an information resource.
Wow.
And we can, some of the memories that we hold there, they are not finished in a sense. They haven't been neutralized. They are still very active within us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we work with the golden light, we can pass the light through this mane of white at the back of our body, and we can ask that all those extra charges, superfluous charges, are actually neutralized, so that in a sense a memory would lose its emotional charge. It would just be a memory, in a sense, something that we have learned.
Without the emotional side of it that is
connected, it because it is the charge that consistently draws similar experiences into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are asking the golden light of our highest self to neutralize those charges so that we don't have to repeat the same painful things all over again. And in that way, we have now a wonderful opportunity to work with our own energetic makeup to determine, you know, what do we want to leave behind? You know, what is not suiting us anymore? What is not serving the way we need to be in the world now?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to do that, you know, it kind of frees us. It frees for us the way forward. It allows us to walk a straight path forward because we are not kind of held back anymore by this haversack of emotions that we carry with us.
Mm-hmm. That's that's why I do a lot of soul retrieval work, because people have parts of themselves back in those past lives that are still caught up in some sort of emotional trauma. And so the soul retrieval helps eliminate that by bringing back the part, getting it out of that situation that was so traumatic, and healing it. So, but you have found another way also of doing that by bringing the golden light into that chakra at the back of the head.
Well, you see, it's wonderful. It's wonderful when someone can come to a person like you and ask for a soul retrieval. But not everyone has that opportunity.
Right. So this is another way.
The golden light is a way that we can use ourselves to start laying to rest those memories that actually don't serve us anymore or believe.
Yes. Because that's what we're doing right now as we go into the 21st century. It's a whole new age that we're going into, and we need to resolve all of these this baggage from the last age that is still, you know, kind of lingering. We need to resolve all of that so that we can move forward into a good way, into the light of this new age.
You know, and people are actually quite freaked out because these things come up now with huge intensity. But I think, you know, if they can just remember that this is actually meant to happen, this is good because it frees us from the past. You know, it's only through recognizing, well, okay, this is the lesson that I have learned. There was a lesson there. What was the lesson? Recognizing the gift that lies in this memory, in this pain, and then letting the emotions go. And again, I mean, the golden light is wonderful to work with because it is such a blessing. It will do this. You know, but of course, I mean, you know, we have so many memories and emotions stored in our past life chakra that we can't expect to release all of that in one go. You know,
right.
We would simply not be able to process all of that in one go. I think we would blow the fuses. Our fuses will blow. But so whatever is released is in accordance with what is for our highest good.
Yes.
And we can absolutely trust that. We can trust that we are on the right path, that what happens is good for us. You know, we are trying to find the gift that is contained within this lesson. And we are trusting that our divine nature will take care of that. Our highest self will release whatever is possible to release without damaging ourselves.
Okay. Now, we're working with the golden light to do all this, but you and Stephen have also developed flower and crystal essences. You call them rainbow essences that can help activate or energize these chakras?
Well, what they do is they are like information resource. So they hold energies that perhaps in a chakra are missing. You know, it's like information that is not there. So the way we work with the essences is that we ask people to choose for themselves. So there is in our system there is no therapist that knows better. I mean, the person who asks for help is the one who knows what she needs. So by allowing the kind of the intuition of that person to interact with the intelligence of the rainbow essences, you get the essences that address the chakras that are most out of balance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that old resonance principle. You know, I am drawn to that which I need.
Yes.
And
okay. And how can
how
can people choose, say, when they're in the United States and you're in England, is there some way that they can choose an essence, I mean, without having the ability to hold it or connect with it somehow?
Yeah, I mean, that intuition works by just looking at the essences that are listed there, and there are 24.
Oh.
And, you know, the ones that are most needed, they will jump out.
It's
a recognition. Some people say, oh, I was attracted to the color. Others say, I was attracted to the name. You know, what they actually are attracted to is the energy.
Right. Okay.
You know,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
they can purchase those on your website.
I've not found it not working ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
you know,
wonderful.
We have had very interesting experiences because you know, it is also a time of honesty, because what you choose is, in a sense, is a message to say, okay, you know, you have to look at this aspect of yourself. You have to look at that chakra, and there's something that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people have a little bit of a resistance, but I would really ask anyone to just, you know, come with an open heart and just go with what they really feel without thinking too much about it, because when the mind gets into it, you know, it's all a bit muddled.
Yes. Right, because the mind always wants to rationalize it, yes, and then take it apart and examine it and think it over and all that, and you really need to tune into how you feel about it and let your intuition guide you.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, because the mind will say, you've worked on this for ages. You know, it's no way that this is still, there's still something there that needs to be released. That's the mind.
Yes. Okay. So people can purchase those on your website, can't they?
Yeah. Yes, and we do ship to the U.S.
Okay, so they need to just go to www.rainbowmedicinecircle.com.
Yes, and then click on shop. And then there's a tab on the top that says shop. And if they go into the shop, they find the Rainbow Essences. It's a menu on the left-hand side. And then just go with what the feeling that you get. It's all about feeling. Mm-hmm. It's not about thinking anymore.
Yes. Okay. Well, all right. That's wonderful. So all of you listening, you know that you can go onto their website and look for Rainbow Essences and find out which one of these essences could possibly enhance your spiritual growth and your fulfilling who you are here. Now, I would like to move on to your feeling about Kuan Yin, because you told me that you feel that she's calling you to channel her love into the world. Would you tell us that story?
Yes, that's something that I have been experiencing now for a few years, and I'm sitting here in my living room with a wonderful huge statue of Kuan Yin, a beautifully carved statue of Kuan Yin opposite me, looking at me. And I'm wearing this white sabai that's come from Thailand, that is carrying her energy. And I can only, you know, I haven't talked about this for a long time. I didn't want to ever say what was happening to me when I was wearing this sabai. But what is happening is actually I feel that she is coming through me, and she's sending her love and her compassion through my hands and through my eyes and through my voice, if she wants me to talk to the person who is opposite me, the person I am addressing with this. And we have done this with groups, big groups, small groups, and I have so often I have seen people just move to the core, because the energy of Kuan Yin, when it comes through like that, it's like nothing else in the world. If you can't, you feel at home, you feel safe, and what happens for me is when I touch someone and she asks me to touch people, to touch their hands, or maybe to very gently stroke their cheek, or to hold my hand over their heart. And all I can see is, I can see the pain in that person, and, you know, and what they are going through. But what I can see most is the beauty of their soul. And I think this is what she looks at when she looks at us. She looks at our soul, and she sees the beauty of our soul, and she sees the purity of our hearts. Mm. And there is never any, there is no judgment, there is just this incredible love and this incredible, you know, like a mother who would hold her child and say, it's okay, you're safe.
Yes, you know, it's totally unconditional love. Yes. For our listeners, would you tell us a little bit about Kuan Yin? Because some of our listeners may not be familiar with this goddess.
Well, Kuan Yin is, many people believe that she is the equivalent of Our Lady, Mary, for the Buddhist religion or for the Buddhist countries. And it is said that she lives in China. She is usually found, when people see her, when people perceive her, she often rides a dragon, and she loves water, and she's very connected to the moon. And I have seen her as a beautiful, beautiful woman dressed in white, and there is a radiance about her that you know, words just don't do justice. And what is said about her is that she's an ascended master, and she has vowed to come back to this world for as long as it takes until every person, every soul has reached enlightenment. So that's her gift to the world, and that's her service.
Mm.
And that's, I think, why she's so strongly here now, you know, because we do need her love, and we do need that enlightenment, and we do need that charity.
Well, the feminine energy does seem to be returning to Earth at this time, and we certainly need it because it is healing energy. And I wanted to mention that you have a goddess retreat coming up the end of this month, don't you?
Yes, I do. And we will be focusing on these three manifestations of the feminine divine that are closest to me, and that is Kuan Yin, because Kuan Yin is just, you know, she works with me. Our Lady, who I've also got a really strong connection with, and of course White Buffalo Calf Woman. And I believe that is all the same energy, but in different manifestations, according to, you know, to help people associate according to their beliefs.
Yes.
You know, so
yes,
White Buffalo Calf. Yeah, and it is something that is so close to my heart, because I do really, really believe that if we can surrender to that energy of the Divine Mother, we will find our life purpose. We will know what we have to do. We will know that we are safe and looked after. And we will experience a real life that is filled with actually that love and that joy. And I don't think there is anything more that we can ask for.
Well, yes, this is the energy we need on Earth at this time, that nurturing, caregiving kind of energy that comes with mother's love and is what Divine Mother brings to us, that unconditional, nurturing, caregiving energy. And we will learn to treat the earth better and treat each other better and to be more understanding and compassionate and forgiving. And so it's a blessed energy coming in. Now, I'm sorry, I did want to get back to the Sabai ceremony. And would you explain what Sabai means?
Sabai means blessing. It comes from... It's a word, I have a ceremony that comes from Siam and Thailand. And it means a blessing. And the procedure is that people are sacred cloth, beautiful colored cloth in different colors and different fabrics are placed over people's heads and shoulders. And they are carry the blessing, the energy of the ascended master that this particular cloth is dedicated to. And so people receive in truth a blessing from this master. And the master always chooses the person to whom they want to go. So it becomes very clear which person is to receive which Sabai, And then people can just sit there and enjoy this energy, you know, and they can ask whatever it is they need, they can ask for, or they can ask questions. Mm-hmm. And they can absolutely know that they have been heard.
Could you take us through a Sabai ceremony? I realize that it is not a spoken ceremony, but could you describe it to us and kind of take us through this?
Yes, I would love to. I would really love to. Let us just start by just taking a gentle, loving breath. And then on the out-breath, we let go. And we realize that it is important to love ourselves and to love what is, to love this present moment. It's important to understand that we can just let go. We don't need to work it all out for ourselves. We just need to know that wherever we are and whatever is happening at the moment, it's okay, and we are safe. And then maybe we can imagine that we are sitting in a circle. And we have our eyes closed, and we know that we are waiting for a blessing from Kuan Yin. And the Kuan Yin Sabai is a beautiful, white, very, very light piece of cloth with beautiful embroidery. And if you imagine that you are sitting on your chair and you have your eyes closed, and I would come up to you now, and I would place this beautiful cloth around your shoulders and over your head. And as I do this, you begin to feel as if the loving arms of Kuan Yin are wrapped around you. You begin to feel safe. And through my hands, she will be holding your hands. And this beautiful energy of compassion is pouring through into you, into your hands, into your body, into all the places where it hurts. And it's like a wonderful soothing balm that she bestows upon you. And then her hand goes to your heart and very lightly touches your chest. And it is like an invitation to rise to the potential for love that lies within your heart. To become a channel for that love. And all the pain that you may hold in your heart is soothed. It melts away under this touch of the enlightened one.
We are running out of time, so I do have to ask that you just do a quick blessing, and then we have to close the show.
Okay. She's already blessed everyone who is listening, and she's already in their hearts. I know that.
Thank you so much.
I really bless you, Caroline, and I bless all the listeners. And I hope we hear and see each other at some point. I would love to.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a beautiful ceremony, Renata. Thank you for sharing that with us. And for all my listeners, next week we have the wonderful Deep Arrow Woman will be talking to us about the Women's Mystery School, the Women's Ways Mystery School in New York. It is a Native American teaching for women, and it's going to be wonderful. Until then, may the sun kiss your face, may the waters bless your body, and may all nature sing in your presence.